Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. It's such a beautiful morning, I decided to record outside today, and you'll hear the sounds of nature plus the signs of life around me. I hope it doesn't distract too much from the programme. So today, my Sunday reflections on life, passion and business. I was had a couple of podcasts this week, and I was thinking about the questions that I ask my guests. And I was thinking what I haven't done for a long time is explored those questions again and explored why I use them. So I thought it was time I did that. And so I'm going to take each question over the next few weeks and use that as the feed point for my Sunday reflections. So I think I'm going to go back to the beginning about how the podcast started. So in 2017. In 2017, in the February, my father died, and he was 89 years old, and he had pretty much given up real life, and his body was giving up around him. He had terrible knees, he was having shortage of breath, but he was determined to live on his own, determined to do all these sort of things. He was a very private man who really wanted to cause no trouble for anybody, but he didn't want to be 90, and he died 2 weeks before his 90th birthday. And some people said, oh, that was really sad, that, but really and truly, he so wanted to go, and he'd been talking about wanting to go for ages. So I did grieve the loss of my father, and it wasn't a tough time. I knew he was going to go at some point, so that was fine. But there was a lot of reflection that came in when he left. And I think that's the biggest thing about when people leave. It's the reflections that you get out of it. It's particularly when someone is old and had a journey. And my father had a journey, and he'd pretty much given up with life. He had lost interest in life years before. And for him, motivation and things were just something he just didn't have. So getting to do anything for him was quite an achievement. And I recognised that I was going down the same rabbit hole. I was losing the value, losing interest in life. And I recognised that I could very easily follow his path. And I thought, well, maybe I need to do something about that. And it took me a while to come up with it, but probably by the May of that year, I had already realised that I wanted to do something. And I had already realised it would be a podcast, because I realised that what I wanted to do was talk to people and ask them questions about life, about how they did life, how they handled life, what they discovered in life, so that I could share in their story, and I could understand from their perspective. And maybe I could have a conversation and maybe change my own perspective. And so initially the podcast only ever had three questions. And the three questions was purpose, success and meaning. And those were the three questions it had. And over the period of the last several years, wow, that was a big crash, wasn't it? Over the past several years, two more questions have come in. So today I'm just going to stick with the first question. I'm going to stick with passion and talk about passion. Now, it's interesting where the word passion comes from, because it comes from the passion of Christ. It comes from the fact of his drive to save mankind and die on the cross. That's where, if you talk to Catholics, they will tell you that's where the passion comes from. And as humans, we've, and as in English language and various languages, we've changed the meaning of the word passion over time. We've passion has come to mean this idea of, for me, I don't know what it means in a dictionary, but for me, it's come to me that idea of deeply engaged with something that we follow regardless. And I have to say, I have struggled to find my own passion for many years. There are things that I enjoy, but would I call them a passion? That's interesting. I'm not sure who you are, but I can see I've got someone there. So I'm going to wave at you and say hello. And if you want to say hello, it would be lovely to know who you are. So, but the interesting thing about passion is it's a driver of life. And people will do things for their passion. So, you know, look at football. Look at the passion people experience and feel for their team. And it's incredible the amount of passion that people can, and the amount of resources people can put behind their passion. So passion can be a following, but it's also a driver. And the one thing I'm really, one that's come out over the years of discovering or you know, the years of listening to people's stories, a passion will follow through in life. It will be something that will pop up in different locations or different places. And while people may do different things, do something new, change jobs, sometimes it's the same passion being looked at from a different perspective. So in my own life, I notice that, well, it's a story I've told many times, actually. I'll tell this story first. So passion and the why, this idea of why we do stuff, what we're here for, what our purpose is, and it's purpose, actually. I'm going to push that to one side and talk about it the next time. But my passion seems to be around communication and talking to people and helping people. And it's a common thread or theme that's appeared in my life. I do it a lot. Talking and expressing myself in this form seems to be a common thread for me. I like nothing better than having a bloody good conversation with someone. So in terms of the podcast, when I'm talking to someone on a podcast, I am in my element. I can do that all day. I love doing that bit. Not quite so keen on editing sometimes, but you know, that's the bit that takes the time. But also what I recognise in editing is it allows me to bring out someone else's passion and bring out mine as well, because you can take away the bits that don't fit. So there is a sense of passion in the editing. It's about getting the message clear. In some way, passion and, well, look, the whole lot's connected. None of these five questions I ask people live on their own. They're all part of a pattern. They are part of the story of what we call our life. But discovering your passion or being aware of your passion or feeding your passion, that seems to be a way of one of the most important ways of leading what I would define a good life. It seems the one way of really getting to express the joy of living. So for me, it is this process. It is putting podcasts out. It is having conversations. It is doing Facebook Lives. I do get it, do enjoy this. It is having conversations like this. I mean, yes, I have other passions. I've rediscovered my garden passion. I'm always passionate about being out in nature, hence my drive and desire to do this recording here today. What a fantastic backdrop. I'm sorry for those on the podcast, you can't see it. You'll have to go and look at the website. No, well, Facebook either, and you can see a picture of me doing this. Actually, in fact, look at the podcast picture above. It will be on there. I'll use a still from that. So, where am I going with this? there's this thing about why. You know, the why of your life, the big driver in your life. And it will be connected to purpose, but why and passion are quite linked together as well. And it's when you have those two things connected that life starts to work. One thing I have noticed about things, and like my dad's a good example, he was not living his passion. And I mean, I don't think he even knew what his passion was. I would often say, "What do you want to do, Dad?" "No, I don't know. I don't know, boy, I don't know. Oh, nothing really, nothing really." You know, he didn't have a connection with that. And what happens when you live life out of passion is life becomes a drudge, is there is no joy in it. The joy disappears because there's nothing to connect the joy to. And this is people working in dead-end jobs or working in jobs they hate. There's no passion in it. What's the point? And saying that, there are people that manage to do jobs they don't necessarily like because they find elements in the job that they can be passionate about. And, you know, we don't have to be doing earth-changing work to be passionate about it. My mother-in-law is passionate about doing jobs, about getting jobs done. For her, cleaning is as important as anything else. Seeing something well organized and clean, that is her passion in action. So that's, I think, enough for my Sunday reflections today, because I've been talking for quite a while. You know, there's this thing about listing your passions. I mean, I used to do this in lots of personal development. What are you passionate about? List them down. You know, and chocolate would always come up quite high on the list. And maybe your passions change over time, over life. I mean, I need to try and see if I can find some of my old journals, because there might be some passion lists in there. That might be an interesting thing to do, might be an interesting exercise. Let's set an exercise today. So why don't you go and list 10 things that you're passionate about and see if there's any qualities or things that you're more passionate about or less than others. And perhaps I'll do the same and I'll publish it somewhere. Anyway, that's my Sunday reflections today. Passion is the number one question on the podcast, because it is the driving force of life. Everything else is driven by it and meaning. And when we know what we're passionate about and what we want to do, how we want to experience and explore that passion, that is one of the keys to living a good life. And that was my Sunday reflection for this week. So the next podcast will be out on Wednesday. That will be with Richard Fletcher, and he is an online business coach who specializes in working with coaches and helping them to get more leads. But he has an interesting story of failure. Tomorrow is the 1st of June, and that will be the launch of our new virtual event, which will be on the 27th of June. Reasons or Results is a one-day event all about getting stuff done. So go over to the website at Life, Passion and Business, and you'll find out all the details there. That's it for this week. Thank you for your time and attention, and I will catch you Wednesday. All the best.